Matthew.
Colin.
Ed Woodward has resigned as chairman of Manchester United.
Yeah, but you know, like, all right. So I'm sitting here and I'm like really happy and I want to be happy, but I've been so disappointed for so many years. How do we know they're not going to get just another hack to do the same thing?
Oh, no, that's the thing. And I mean, we'll unpack the whole of this in a little bit, but...
But at first look, this is awesome! This is awesome!
Ed Woodward has resigned as chairman of Manchester United, and report now by some people, because... All right, just for context, we are recording right now an emergency podcast. European Super League is apparently in the process of falling apart just 72 hours after it was announced.
And it's awesome! Awesome!
To, I guess, fill you in, Matt, too, because before I called you a little while ago, you hadn't heard some of this news either. Chelsea fans blocked off Fulham Road leading into Stamford Bridge, and an hour before Chelsea was supposed to kick off, their team bus could not get through because fans were demanding that the club pull out of the Super League. Wow. And then they did. So about an hour before kickoff, it became official that Chelsea had filed the paperwork to get out of it. And then Kevin De Bruyne had released a statement. Pep Guardiola this morning went on a rant saying about why the Super League is horrible. A few minutes after Chelsea pulled out, City pulled out. And then Atletico Madrid fell out. It was just like dominoes after that. And then the report came from Stretti News that Manchester United were pulling out. And shortly after, which is where we're at now, Ed Woodward resigned. And there's
a lot.
Yeah. There's rumors.
Because I was real mad yesterday and it didn't even really have time to think about it. And
I mean, it's a total one from yesterday.
Yeah, no, it's so weird.
I mean, we put out a podcast yesterday. You were going to join us, but you weren't able to. Polly, Nathan, and I just kind of talked about how depressing the situation is, and we really didn't see a way out of it unless there was some sort of agreement that came between the Super League and UEFA and FIFA. And now it looks like fans and players did this, you know?
Yeah, dude, and it's amazing. There was also a cool thing that I saw that Liverpool fans did. I saw a lot of headlines. I didn't get to really read anything yet, but yeah. A bunch of fans are like, and it's awesome. This is awesome. This goes to show that like fans still have power, and because for a while I feel like a lot of us, regardless of just other clubs, but just us, like didn't feel like we had very much power. It starts to feel like. I mean, Ed's gone, right? That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic and weird, but like, to be honest, it's great that he appointed like a director of football like before he resigned. So it's like we have that in place now before he left, yeah. And it's almost like this is like the best case scenario. Like all disregarding actual like football play and players and all of that, as far as like how the club and how we're going to be able to function, at least we have a little bit of hope that we can, you know, get some shit done and not just make Galactico type signings that our manager wants.
Yeah. And I will say, I think that Ed Woodward, especially since Ollie has been made manager, seems to have let other people kind of handle the football side of things more so. Maybe.
Well, the Bruno signing isn't a signing that Ed would usually make. Like, I think signing at the time, and like the way I was viewing it, I thought it was a lot like the Perisic situation. Like, he was kind of like a player that's like out in like, quote, I mean, don't want to say Portugal's no man's land, but like he's not in one of the bigger like top leagues in Europe. Then, you know. I don't know. It felt kind of similar to me. I'm really glad that he was wrong and like it all worked out. But I just felt like Bruno was one that, you know, we wanted that just, it felt like a fan signing that would never happen. And so like that shift, like getting Bruno to me was kind of a shift, like in the back of my head a little bit. Like granted it wasn't, you know, all-encompassing fixing all the problems. I fixed a lot of problems, but
yeah, I mean, it was better. It was a better Bruno Fernandes is a better signing than any of us could have possibly imagined. And I mean, I was.
I mean, I knew he would be good.
He was a player that you wanted, and I mean, you were 100% right about him. But I mean,
I didn't know I'd be that right. That's for damn sure. I did not know I would be that right.
And I mean, speaking of Bruno Fernandes, you know, he was one of the first players to speak out yesterday against the Super League, putting things on his social media. And the report is that Harry Maguire and Luke Shaw were among the leaders in the dressing room that confronted Ed Woodward when he tried to explain the situation to them at Carrington yesterday. And, you know, Rashford posting on social media today, Luke Shaw released a statement. I mean, this team was already evolving into a product on the pitch that was like, you understand where Solskjaer is going with his rebuild. You know, like, you see them playing fun football. We beat Burnley 3-1 on Sunday and it was fun. When's the last time we played Burnley and it was fun? Yeah. You know, I mean, Van de Beek came on as a late substitute and he's starting to look, you know, more of a player that knows what's going on here now. And he's starting to fit the system a little bit.
Cavani scoring games. Balls. I think Donny has games.
And, I mean, them standing up literally for the existence of the game as we know it, it just makes me love them so much more.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Like, could you really love Marcus Rashford anymore, dude? Like, what a guy. Like, all of them, you know, but wow, you know?
And
like,
you know,
that just makes me, like, love this team even more, is that I can pick out guys. It's not just Rashy, you know? It's other guys, too. Like, but it's great, man. It's great. Standing up for the game that we all love, keeping it how we all want it to be. Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there's some people that, like, don't get me wrong. The Super League out of context sounds cool, but since it would disrupt so much of the football hierarchy and the way that things work, there's just no way it would ever work. That's way too many games. When I first heard this the other day, the Super League, I was like, okay, so the Champions League just isn't important anymore, and like,
right, it's like
players are gonna play more games. Like, it never made any kind of sense. Like, in a COVID period, like, this is the worst time to do this. Like, I know from a business perspective, they're probably thinking like, oh, it's low, let's do something that's gonna generate like a lot of revenue, which it could have, but it would have destroyed the game. It would have destroyed the game as we know it.
And I mean, that's part of what makes the Champions League special. It's not just that, you know, a team like Leicester can win the league and make it to the Champions League for the first time ever. It's also that when Manchester United does go against PSG or Barcelona or Juventus, it's something that
fucking occasion. Dude.
It's something that doesn't happen often. Yeah. You know, it's remarkable that there is
the only other time you see it is preseason tours, and half of the teams don't have their whole lineups, and much less are all those guys going to bust ass for a bunch of foreign fans. I mean, frankly, no. Like, I mean, respectfully, no. Like, they're not. Like, that's not smart either. But yeah, no way, dude.
Yeah, and I love too that about this situation is that, you know, fans from across the world have come together in this. And I mean, not just fans, but players. I mean, Jordan Henderson organized a meeting of Premier League captains this morning to, you know, help speak out against it. James Milner spoke out against it after their game yesterday. You know, just a sport that is within its own context, usually divided by really petty squabbles and, you know, fan tribalism. When the existence of it was threatened, it's kind of remarkable that everyone came together like immediately in the face of this, you know?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. So, Colin, here's my question to you. Where do we go from here, man?
Well, if this is the beginning of the end for the Glazers, because, I mean...
Because, to be honest, dude, like, I kind of think it is, because, like, first off, there's no going anywhere. Okay, so the one thing that the Super League really super ruins is that for all these big teams, it never made any sense to me, because... What player wants to go to that team? Like, what good player wants to go and, like, literally say, yeah, I'm cool with not playing in the World Cup. I'm going to go do this. Like, nobody. Not one person.
Somebody is going to have to be the Everton in a league of that many big teams. You know,
exactly.
Somebody's going to have to be the Burnley.
Someone's going to have to get shit on.
Yeah.
And do those players want to be that team to get shit on? Granted, you get paid more, but do you really want to just sit there and get shit on for your whole career?
And in a competition that you're in without merit, you know, the only reason you're there is because your owner was rich and became part of it. You know, Tottenham and Arsenal haven't, I mean, won anything in how long? I mean, I guess Arsenal won the FA Cup last year.
Yeah.
Tottenham haven't won a major trophy since 2008. They've never won the Champions League. Arsenal have never won the Champions League, you know? And
yeah,
their inclusion in this competition is entirely based on the fact that they have really rich owners.
Like, I kind of already dislike the Club World Cup because I think it's just so pointless. But
something different. Like, if there was a way,
but it still doesn't take away. Yeah. It doesn't take away.
Yes, exactly.
Super League would take away a crazy amount of time. Like the. I just think about the players, dude. The entire season, I'm just thinking about the players and, like, their health. Because, mm-hmm. like, with COVID and everything, I know, like, I mean, I'm not a professional athlete. I have rough days, you know? And I'm not training every single day and have some of the access to the best medicine in the world, whatever. Like, all of these things. And can you imagine what these dudes are going through? Like,
yeah.
Playing this many games in a row? No, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people a lot of worse off. I'm not trying to compare those people, but like, it's been a crazy amount of games, and it's absurd to me to even propose more. And that's what frustrated me, I think, most about the Super League. And that might just be me. I mean, there's a million things I could be mad at, but like, I've been really big on player safety lately. Also, I mean, Rashi, I was really worried with his back and everything. Like, that's,
I mean, this season of all, I think we should pay more attention to that just because the schedule's been constricted into such a short space of time. And then you add even more international games. Yeah, I mean, we're in second.
We've done really well. Like,
we're 8 points back from City with 6 games left.
And I think, I mean, and this would go into... I still think we need, I mean, we need some players, obviously. We need some, like, starters, because, I mean, it's just how this summer goes. I don't know how it's all going to work, but, I mean, I really don't think, I think we're, like, two actual starting 11 players away from, like, really challenging the title. Like, at minimum. I think that we still need some depth at defensive midfield and here and there, but I don't want to totally go into the whole transfer thing, but now I'm just like, how is our transfer window going to be affected now? Is it going to be better now? Is it going to be worse?
Yeah.
like, it's weird because, like, I want to believe that with a director of football that, like, and to be honest, dude, what might happen is that since there is no executive, like what Ed was doing, like, director of football and a lot of these guys are going to have to pitch in while they find somebody that can be their puppet. So maybe if we're lucky, they're going to take too long and they'll hire a guy after the summer transfer window and then it won't matter.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry to be funny, but I mean, I do think that right now we could be in a good spot. I just don't know. I'm so unsure.
Yeah, the situation with the Glazers is going to have to play out a little bit more, I think, before we can know anything. We know that, I mean, Woodward and the Glazers were one and the same. I mean, he was just following their instructions whenever, you know, he wasn't pulling the trigger mm-hmm. on transfer deals. You know, that wasn't just him, you know.
But also Joel Glazer's, like, out there. Like Joel Glazer is out. His name is out there in paperwork and fine print and all the news and everything. And like, Joel Glazer was one of the ones I actually liked because like there were some transfers that he tried to put through that, like, and I mean, I know he denied some too, but
yeah. I mean, like, the only good thing I think he did was stop when Mourinho tried to swap Martial for Willian. Yes. I mean, that was a big one, but otherwise it's like Joel Glazer. He's one of the people who spearheaded the Super League, and the fact that he hasn't been to an Old Trafford game in 3 years, you know, and the fact that he has been hiding from that all this time while pulling the strings and, you know, a lot of the times making things worse. I mean, he's just such a coward is what I think of it. And I would love to have a different owner, but, you know,
I mean, there's no, I mean, fans have tried to push them out. Yeah. Like, fans have done we've done everything we can to push them out and try to get them out. So it's really just like a matter of just, keeping on. I mean, shit, like, United fans, like, once a year, a couple times a year, we have a big get the hell out of our club, you know, like, a couple of weeks, months, you know, like, and it pops up at random times. Like, it will be in, like, certain spots, but like it'll like pop up randomly. Like, I want to say last season it popped up kind of randomly and lasted, like, the Twitter hate was like 3 months of just like, get the fuck out of our club. Like, it was kind of random. It was, I mean, it was a lot of transfer stuff, I think, but it was like right after the transfer window. But we've done everything to get him out, you know. I mean, Ed Woodward is a start, you know. Maybe we can just get lucky. I mean, like I said, we have a director of football. So the fact that we have a director of football and that position is like in place, it would take a lot more to just totally remove that position if we hired a new guy than to just, you know, like, create it in general, which was what the problem was for so long, right? So I think we can look up a little bit. I mean, we can look up a lot because Ed's gone, but like, I'm just, but I'm hesitant. I'm very hesitant. I think a lot of people need to like be happy, but like be firm, but fair. Like, let's see what happens. Cause it's cool. Don't get me wrong. I love this. This is awesome. But what's next?
Yeah. And I think that's going to be a big question for a lot of things right now. I think, if there's going to be any blowback from the Super League, because, you know, abandoning it makes you vulnerable to all the people that you pissed off by trying to form it in the first place. So I don't know if the Premier League is going to punish us or if UEFA, but as of now, you know, we're in the Europa League.
Yeah. You know, it's really unprecedented times. It's like, it's anything could really happen. I wish we weren't. See, to be honest, I don't think they will technically punish us since nothing actually technically happened. Like, they wanted it to happen and they were trying to get it to happen, but it'd be really weird for the Premier League to punish, like, overall, let's be real, the Premier League is its players, the ones that make the money, and the players and the fans and all those guys are the one saying, hell no, we don't want this. It'd be really, really awkward if the Premier League put in some kind of punishment, especially when these guys that you want, like Harry Maguire, right? Captain of Manchester United. He's one of the starters for England, right? Like, he's a role model. Do you really want to like punish that kind of thing? I think it's going to be very, very interesting on how the Premier League handles it. I don't really think they can. I mean, don't get me wrong. They can. They have the ability. I mean, but like, as far as like a PR standpoint, I don't think it's a good idea to punish those players and punish those things, because it's like, you're the one that's fighting to support the Premier League and backing up what the Premier League says. It's just your club that does it. So you punish the club, and then the players are the ones that suffer. It's kind of like mom yells at dad, dad kicks the dog kind of thing. You know, like,
it's kind of like punishing Penn State after everyone involved was fired arrested. And the only ones who really suffered were kids who were on scholarships, you know?
Yep.
I don't
know what's going to happen, but it is going to be interesting. And I'm going to try to think positively towards the summer transfer window, especially since, I mean, hey, we're in second, you know? Like, we did the thing we needed to improve. Like, we thought, you know, I mean, we had to get second, but it was closer. The table's a lot closer. We played a lot better. It's just, you know, we go again kind of thing. I mean, it's not over, but, I mean, I don't think really City drops that many points. It happened, but.
I mean, hey, the Super League fell apart in a day. Maybe City can fall apart in a couple weeks.
Hey man, they've been not doing like super hot.
And they're not going to win the quadruple or the treble. They lost the FA Cup semifinal.
Fuck the quadruple. Fuck that. God,
It's not for everyone.
I'm not, dude. I started this new job and I'm a tell you a little bit of this. Me and this other guy are like the new guys, and it's like my second week and it's his first week. And he was like, we're talking about soccer. And so like in the South, okay, so like in the South, you don't meet a lot of people that like European football or soccer, as Americans say, right? Like, you just don't meet that many folks. So that's one of the reasons why Colin and I like started this podcast and everything. And of course, this guy has to be a Liverpool fan. Of all the people I meet in the South, it's always like a Liverpool fan. It's just the worst. I can never meet one United fan. I just figured I had to share that with you. I was just like, he was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, oh, you like soccer. Oh, I'm a Liverpool fan. And I was like, okay, all right.
Well, hey, you know, at least you can both hate Man City, and today you can both celebrate.
100%, 100%. But yeah. I guess we'll keep everybody posted. I think that's all I had to say. We got our quick little bit in, but
yeah, this is an emergency podcast.
It's gonna be interesting, dude. It's gonna be really, really interesting. I don't know what's gonna happen, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we're gonna have more to say even before the end of the week, but yeah.
Hey, man, if you need another emergency podcast, we'll have to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Right on.
Yeah. I've been Colin.
I've been Matt. See ya.
Thanks for listening.